KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's get you a couple of notes about some schedule changes for some sporting activities. The folks at Clarinda and Trainer have rescheduled their football game this year. Clarinda football and volleyball programs had to suspend their practices earlier this month because of an exposure to coronavirus, and they are set to resume their practices for volleyball and football tomorrow. But in the meantime, the football game between Clarinda and Trainer that was scheduled for Friday, August 28th, has been rescheduled. They'll just push it back a day. They'll play on Saturday, August 29th instead. That game in Trainer, and it'll still feature a 7 o'clock kickoff. Also, Iowa Western Community College has its schedule set now for the spring football season. The Iowa Community College Athletic Conference announced earlier that they were going to move their football season to the spring of 2021 this year, and the schedules have been announced. For the Iowa Western, the Reavers will open up on March 27th against Snow College at home, and they'll also have a home game May 15th. They'll play Southern Shreveport. A couple of road games include trips to Arkansas Baptist and Northeast Oklahoma A&M, and also they'll have four games against opponents in here in Iowa in conference play, as they'll play Iowa Central and Ellsworth twice, both home and away this season. Well, the NCAA will decide in mid-September if the college basketball season will start on time in early November. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says several options are being considered, even a bubble type of arrangement that the NBA had used to restart their season.
I mean, we're all talking about a lot of different scenarios. We have an opportunity from Thanksgiving through to the start of the second semester to maybe do a bubble type event. Maybe that's something we do. But these conversations are ongoing.
The Big Ten is reportedly one of two leagues considering a bubble for competition. McCaffrey says while a lot of unknowns remain, he is confident there will be a season.
You deal with the adversity as it comes. It maybe makes you stronger. It certainly brings you more together, and the information we have, like we said, is that there will be a season, and when that is, we'll be ready.
And we'll have it for you here on the radio as well. Moving up to the NBA, it was a tough day for the NBA's top seeds as the Milwaukee Bucks and the LA Lakers dropped their playoff openers. Nikola Vucevic scored a playoff career-high 35 points and had 14 rebounds as 8th-seeded Orlando downed the Bucks 122-110. Damian Lillard continued his torrid shooting, scoring a team-high 34 points as the Trailblazers beat the Lakers 100-93. Also yesterday, the Miami Heat, a 113-101 win over the Pacers, and the Rockets, a 123-108 win over the Thunder. The Celtics say forward Gordon Hayward will be sidelined for around 4 weeks after suffering a severe ankle sprain in Boston's playoff opening victory over Philadelphia. Also, Utah guard Mike Conley's returned to the Walt Disney World area after the birth of his son and will go through a quarantine period before joining the Jazz for their playoff series against Denver. He's subject to a quarantine of at least 4 days in accordance with the NBA's COVID-19 policies. In hockey, the Philadelphia Flyers are one win away from advancing to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs following their second consecutive shutout of the Montreal Canadiens. Carter Hart stopped 29 shots, and Michael Raffel scored the game winner in the Flyers' 2-0 win over the Habs. The Golden Knights rallied to beat the Blackhawks 4-3 and become the first team to advance to the next round. Alex Tuck broke a 3-all deadlock a minute 34 into the third period. The Capitals played with determination in avoiding a four-game sweep, scoring the last three goals to defeat the Islanders 3-2. And the Stars have a 3-2 lead after John Klingberg scored the tie-breaking goal in a 2-1 win over the Flames. Hockey Hall of Famer and Winnipeg Jets standout Dale Hawerchuk has died at 57 following a battle with cancer. Hawerchuk scored 45 goals and collected 103 points as a rookie after being selected first overall in the 1981 draft, helping the Jets make the playoffs after winning just 11 games the previous season. He held the most club scoring records, most of his club scoring records after 9 seasons with the Jets, contributing 379 goals and 929 points in 713 games. Hawerchuk later spent 5 seasons with the Sabres before stops in St. Louis and Philadelphia. He ended his career with 518 goals and 1,409 points in 1,188 games over 16 seasons. Vladimir Tarasenko is out for the rest of the Blues' first-round series against the Canucks after aggravating his surgically repaired left shoulder. The team says the 28-year-old winger returned to St. Louis to have that shoulder looked at by team doctors. Out of baseball, where Yu Darvish is 4-1 after striking out 7 and allowing one run over 6 innings of the Cubs' 6-3 win over the Cardinals last night. Kyle Schwarber hit a 2-run homer, and Ian Happ opened the scoring with a solo blast as Chicago beat St. Louis for the second straight day. They'll play two more today. We'll have them for you here on the radio. Cards Cubs from Chicago. The doubleheader action gets underway at 12:25 today with the pregame. 1:20 is first pitch on game one. The second game will start 45 minutes after the first one concludes. Elsewhere in baseball, the Astros picked up their season-high 6th straight win, outlasting the Rockies 2-1. The Twins wasted an outstanding performance by Kenta Maeda before Jorge Polanco hit an infield walk-off single in the bottom of the 12th. To complete Minnesota's 4-3 win over the Brewers, Maeda took a no-hitter into the ninth. Carlos Santana had a 3-run homer that was fair by inches and upheld upon video review, giving the Indians a 6-3 10-inning win over the Pirates. Also, the Rays beat the Yankees 6-3. It was the White Sox 10-4 over the Tigers. The Blue Jays picked up a 10-inning 8-7 win over the Orioles. Will Myers hit a grand slam in a 6-4 Padres win over the Rangers. Mike Yastrzemski and Pablo Sandoval homered as the Giants ripped the Angels 8-2. The Dodgers had a 2-1 win over the Mariners. The Diamondbacks, a 6-game win streak now after a 10-1 win over the A's yesterday. The Nationals beat the Braves 8-5. It was Philadelphia 13-6 over the Red Sox. The Mets beat the Marlins 8-3. And the Royals game against visiting Cincinnati was postponed to give the Reds another day to conduct additional COVID-19 testing. Those clubs are now scheduled to play a doubleheader today. Rangers manager Chris Woodard has completed a 1-game suspension for his actions during Monday's game against the Padres. Texas reliever Ian Gibbo threw behind San Diego infielder Manny Machado after a grand slam, leading to his ejection and subsequent 3-game suspension. Woodard became incensed with the plate umpire for ejecting Gibbo, who has appealed his suspension. Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant received an injection Tuesday for his ailing left wrist, sidelining the slugger for at least a couple of days. Manager David Ross says Bryant also saw a specialist for the injury. The earliest the 2016 National League MVP could return to the lineup is Friday against the crosstown White Sox. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.